Today we're going deep into a very specific, very powerful old-school DNB move, gluing an 808 tail into your drum loop so it feels like part of the break, not like an extra sound sitting on top. This is about old jungle pressure, rave weight, and that low-end feeling where the kick lands and the sub just hangs together like one machine. In Ableton Live 12, the secret weapon here is automation, not just volume automation, but shaping the tail itself over time so it can support the groove, create tension, and stay out of the snare's way. We're working at an advanced level, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around clips, arrangement view, routing, and basic drum processing. What we want here is a two-bar loop with a punchy kick and snare, plus an 808 tail that feels glued to the rhythm and changes behavior depending on the section. First, get your 808 source in place. You can use a sample, or you can build one in operator for more control. If you're using operator, start with a sine wave on oscillator A. Add a short pitch envelope so the note drops quickly from a higher pitch, something like plus 12 to plus 24 semitones down to the root in just a few milliseconds. Then shape the amp envelope with no attack, a decay somewhere between 300 and 900 milliseconds depending on tempo, zero sustain, and a short release. That gives you a classic 808 style tail that's simple, clean, and easy to automate. Now think about placement. For old school DNB, don't fire the 808 on every kick unless you specifically want chaos. That can get muddy fast. Instead, use it strategically. Put it on the downbeat to anchor the phrase, or use it as a pickup before a snare. You can also use it after a fill or as a ghost hit under the groove. At 174 BPM, a good starter pattern might be a kick on beat 1, snare on beats 2 and 4, and the 808 tail on bar 1 beat 1, then another hit later in the phrase as a syncopated lead-in. The point is to let it breathe. Next, put the 808 into a dedicated group with a kick and any other low support elements. Call it something like LOW Rave Bus. This matters because old-school DNB low-end often works best when you treat the whole bottom end like one instrument. That way, you can shape the kick, the tail, and any supporting subs as a single musical unit. Now let's build a practical device chain. Start with EQ8. If there's unnecessary rumble, high pass gently around 20 to 30 Hz. If the tail feels boxy, cut a little around 180 to 350 Hz. If there's too much click or top-end edge, dip a bit in the 2 to 5 kHz range. Keep it subtle. This is low-end management, not surgery. After that, add saturator. A small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, with soft clip-on, can help the 808 read better on smaller speakers and give it a denser character. Then use compressor or glue compressor with sidechain from the kick. You want the kick to stay in charge, so the tail ducks out of the way when the transient hits. A ratio around 2 to 4 to 1, a moderate attack, and a release that grooves with the tempo will usually get you close. Keep it subtle and musical, not obviously pumpy unless that's the vibe you want. Add utility after that to keep the low end centered. Mono bass is a big deal here. If you want width, view it above the sub, not in the sub itself. You can also use drum bus slightly if you want extra impact, but be careful. In this style, it can get huge very fast. Now we get to the core of the lesson. Automation. This is where the 808 tail becomes part of the arrangement instead of just a sample. In Live 12, open your clip envelopes or use arrangement view automation depending on what's easiest for your workflow. If you're using simpler, automate things like filter cutoff, volume, and sample start or end behavior. If you're using operator, automate amp decay, filter cutoff, pitch envelope amount, or oscillator level. The main idea is simple: make the tail behave differently in different sections, shorter in dense drum sections, longer in breakdowns, slightly brighter before a drop, darker when the full mix comes in. You're not just making it louder or quieter, you're changing how the listener perceives it. A tiny cutoff move or a small decay change can make the tail feel bigger without actually taking up more space. Volume automation is next. Treat it like a mixer move, not a guess. In the intro, keep the tail lower, maybe 6 to 3 dB down, so it feels like it's lurking under the groove. On the drop, bring it up a touch, maybe 0 to plus 2 dB. On fill bars, raise it slightly to create anticipation, then pull it back so the transition can breathe. In DNB, tiny moves matter a lot. 1 dB can feel huge in the low end. Then automate filter cutoff for that old-school rave movement. Lower cutoff in the intro for tension. Open it a bit on the drop so the 808 feels more present. Close it slightly in busy sections so it doesn't clash with the snare and percussion. You want presence, not fizz. A little resonance can add character, but don't let it whistle. Now let the sidechain really do its job. Sidechain compression is what makes the tail glue instead of clouding the groove. Set it so the 808 ducks a few dB on kick hits. Dense sections can take more ducking, breakdowns can take less, and transition bars can sit somewhere in between. This gives the low end a breathing pattern that feels alive, while still staying tight. If the 808 tail is still fighting the drum loop, don't be afraid to commit. Resample the loop with the 808 included. Print it to audio, then cut the tail precisely and reshape it if needed. This is a very classic D&B move. You print the vibe, then edit it like arrangement material. It's also easier on CPU and often sounds more deliberate and powerful. A really strong approach is to think in sections. In the intro, low pass the tail, lower the volume, reduce sidechain a little, and keep the decay shorter. In the build, lengthen the tail slightly, open the filter slowly, and maybe add a touch more saturation. On the drop, tighten the decay, use stronger sidechain, keep the sub mono, and let the kick remain the transient leader. In the breakdown, let the tail stretch out and become more atmospheric, maybe with some reverb or a filtered wash feel. That way, the 808 tail becomes a transition tool, not just a drum hit. If you want to level this up even further, build an audio effect rack and map a few macros to the most important controls: filter cutoff, drive, sidechain threshold, utility gain, and decay if your source allows it. Then automate the macros instead of every parameter separately. That gives you a more musical open and close motion across entire phrases. Always check the relationship between the kick, the snare, and the tail. That triangle is everything in old-school D&B. If the 808 is masking the snare body, shorten it or cut some low mids. If it's swallowing the kick punch, increase ducking or lower its level. If the groove feels floppy, the tail may simply be too long. Weight is good, sloppiness is not. A few advanced variations can really help too. You can split the tail into two layers, one pure sub-layer that stays short and mono, and one harmonics layer that's more saturated and a little wider, but filtered higher so it doesn't mess with the bottom. You can also offset the tail slightly early or late for a more human breakbeat feel. Or use hidden ghost triggers at very low velocity before a snare or loop restart to make the groove feel more haunted and alive. One more pro move: automate decay and filter together with a single macro. That way, turning one knob can make the 808 darker, shorter, or more open depending on the section. It gives you a very controlled way to move between support mode, transition mode, and impact mode without rewriting the whole patch every time. Here's a quick practice exercise. Build a 2-bar loop at 174 BPM with kick, snare, and one or two 808 hits. Automate the 808 volume so bar 1 sits lower and bar 2 comes up a bit. Automate the filter so the first bar is darker and the second is slightly more open. Automate sidechain so the main hit ducks harder than the ghost hit. Then resample the loop and compare the live version to the printed version. The goal is to make the 808 feel like it supports the groove, not like it's floating above it. So the big takeaway is this: in old-school D&B, the 808 tail is not just a low hit, it's a phrase-level tool. Use automation to shape its length, brightness, level, and ducking so it stays glued to the kick and break. Keep the kick transient in charge, leave room for the snare, keep the low end mono, and print the good stuff when the vibe hits. That's how you get that dark, heavy, rave pressure feeling inside a modern Ableton Live 12 workflow. If you want, I can also turn this into a bar-by-bar automation script or a full device rack blueprint next.